19 months after detonation. The messenger flitted off across the dark ocean of Shadesmar, glowing faintly. Melan sat in a boat kept afloat by some kind of glowing substance on the hull. The blackness beneath was like a liquid, more viscous than water. It was supposed to be perfectly transparent. If a person slipped into it and sank, you were said to be able to watch them fall and fall and fall.
Do you know what those messengers even are?
An invested entity which can read connection to find anyone, anywhere.
That's kind of unnerving.
Her guide, Jan Ven, shrugged. She was a creature with four arms, chalk-white skin, and large, almost reptilian eyes. Her white hair was wide, like blades of grass. Shodel were apparently rare out here, but made excellent guides. Something about having a direct line to their gods. The envelope was stamped with the words Silverlight Mercantile. Inside, she found a note from Harmony. Short, to the point, empathetic. Wayne had stopped the attack on the city and had died in the process. She found herself trembling. Rusts. She was supposed to be better than this. Immortal, stoic. Why couldn't she be like the others? She'd known she wouldn't see him again. But this? She'd wanted him to find someone else, for his own good. And if she was being honest, for her own good. Because he made her forget what she was. Because with him, the world was too interesting, and that made her forget what was smart. Dead? He? It was supposed to have been a mere fling. She was just too damn awful at being immortal. She folded the letter, then placed it carefully into her jacket.
Bad news?
Yes.
Do you want to put off the landing?
Milan turned. There was land ahead, and lights that seemed too alive for the cold fire of this strange place. People crowded around, hundreds of them, with strange outfits, many with odd red hair, lost. This was her task, to save those people.
No.
Milan stood.
I have a duty here.
After all, she could remake, rebuild, and regenerate her heart. That was what her kind did.